Salt Lake City voters will choose a new mayor this November. And while the two candidates are campaigning on perennial issues like air quality and affordable housing, one candidate's zip code is helping bring new issues to the forefront of the race. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
I-15 and the train tracks that run alongside it cut Salt Lake City right in half. The freeway is the physical boundary of the city's west side, where more than a quarter of the population lives. Residents here say the freeway is also where many city services end. Things like transportation options and after-school programs don't make it out west.
You know, I think that we tend to get on the short end of these things.
Dr. Forrest Crawford is a leader in Utah's Black community and a longtime Rose Park resident.
I think there is kind of an imbalance there.
The majority of West Side residents are people of color. And while some community members say the West Side is ignored, Crawford doesn't go that far. But he does say residents' sentiments are often underrepresented.
We want to be viewed as an integral part of greater Salt Lake City, not just the sideline.
Crawford points out that as the Salt Lake area sees rapid economic growth, the West Side has been stuck with projects its residents don't want, like the new state prison and the planned inland port. That's why he's supporting Luz Escamilla for mayor. He says she has a unique sensitivity to issues facing the West Side and the city as a whole. Escamilla is a Mexican immigrant who, if elected, would be Salt Lake City's first mayor of color and the first mayor to live west of I-15. According to historical filing records, there's only been one other mayoral candidate from the city's west side on the general election ballot, and that was 20 years ago. University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says the east side has always held more weight in Salt Lake City politics for a few reasons.
In terms of population, in terms of political organization, and also, I mean, the other part of that is that historically, the east side has always been of higher socioeconomic status.
Escamilla has made equity across the city a central part of her campaign. She often cites gaps in education, health, and achievement between the city's east and west sides.
There needs to be a very intentional, conscious decision to close those gaps. I think having someone that comes from that perspective, it just brings a different conversation and the way we tackle issues.
At Jordan Park on a recent morning, Escamilla pointed to after-school programs offered by the city, which are separate from other programs run by nonprofits or the school district. She says the city is fortunate because there are a lot of resources, but they're not spread around equally.
The disparity of programs is big. There's less programs on the west side, even though more kids live in the west side. So we need to bring programs here.
She also believes the city can do more to increase access to affordable child care for working parents. Escamilla points out that Salt Lake City bills itself as an inclusive bastion, but that's not reflected in the way it serves its west side residents, who are mostly Hispanic.
If you believe that, you know, we live in the most progressive, inclusive city, then that inclusiveness needs to reflect on every policy, and it will require investment and probably more investment on some areas to close those gaps.
There's also the inland port, which was thrust on the city last year when the state legislature set aside 16,000 acres near the airport to build a massive import-export hub. Escamilla and her opponent, City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall, are both fighting the development. Critics of the port say it will have dire impacts on the environment, the valley's air quality, and the health of West Side residents. Mendenhall isn't blind to these issues either. Standing in front of a construction site that will soon be affordable housing nestled next to the train tracks on 5th West, she argued that her 6 years in city government have given her deep insight into how the city works and how it fails some of its residents.
Salt Lake City needs a mayor that knows how to run Salt Lake City and make it work better for us as residents. What the intricacies of longstanding issues like zoning and the implicit bias that's built into some of those issues.
If elected, Mendenhall has also pledged to spread affordable housing throughout the city and to plant 1,000 new trees on the city's west side per year.
What that's going to do is increase property values, walkability, but it's really going to help us with the air quality too.
But Mendenhall says voters should look at the issues, not just a candidate's zip code.
We need to be judging the candidates for this election based on their skills and their ability to execute on the vision, not on where their neighborhood is.
The two candidates emerged from a crowded primary last month. Returns show that their support was based largely on the geographic areas they each represent. Mendenhall won most of the east side, while Escamilla won the west side. And if that support holds, the two will have to battle over votes in Central City and Sugar House before the election on November 5th. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.